What I really want to do is set free a few ribbons from your hair. I've pondered. We together. You slay love forever. You smile like the sun and I, the planet revolve around you. Like surrogate words from a rounded romance. You can use me.
The name's Bob Hodges, but you can call me Bob. Now, here's the deal. I want 1 month security, and don't make no noise.
Okay.
You do drugs?
Does Tylenol count, Bob?
You got a choice. 50 a week, or 150 if you pay by the month.
By the week's fine.
I feel that they're not very hard to get because of just that birds eat them, very simply. Okay? Now, I want to get a close-up of a moth here, and I'm going to put my hand beside it so you can get the scale just to see how large this is. Moths are hard to get because they come out at night, and they hide during the day under leaves and in dark places, and so they're especially hard to catch. And so we catch it, but we don't hit it. We just catch it, and then the butterfly, we take it, and then take the butterfly, and then we gently trap it here, stick our other hand up there, and without breaking it, we would now take it out. And then what we would have prepared already is a little dish of rubbing alcohol, and we would hold the insect from the body, and then we would stick its head into the alcohol, and then at that point it would take about a minute, and the thing, it would stop to live. At that point, the insect has, the alcohol would have soaked up into these areas, and the insect would be very soft, and it would be, you would now put it on a sheet of cotton, and here we have a net, and you will see that it has a very light material here which we can catch. And now the strange thing that we want to remember is that while we are catching them, we don't want to kill it in the sense that we are destroying an insect like a hornet or a wasp. What we want to do is, shall we say, stop it from living. And when I say stop it from living, we have to do it in a gentle way. And that is why I'm now taking pictures of it.
In a couple of years, and what do you think about the warthogs?
Well, they
got Brian Tennyson.
You
know,
I'll tell you something about Tennyson. I'll say this to Tennyson if he's out there watching.
You be careful,
this.
Man. Brian's a big boy.
Well, last year Brian took about 4, 6, or 8 hairs off the back of my leg. Anyone pull the hair off the back of your leg when you're playing? He's a guard.
You know who you're talking to.
It's kind of painful.
You're talking to Chuck Thomas, okay?
Yeah.
No one's going to mess with my legs when I'm on the court. When I play Brewster basketball, no one instilled despair like I did, okay?
Excuse me.
The biting bulldog.
I made an appointment with Kevin Havey.
I just want you to know.
Oh, sure. Go right on in.
You're here on my show, and I'm glad you're here and everything. But please, don't question who you're talking to. This is jock talk, and let's...
No, I told you I don't have a problem. No, I don't mind pigs on the show.
You're the man. You're the hero of the week. But let's not let it go to your head.
I don't mind if you have them on the show, but I told you this before. You are responsible for cleaning up after these animals on the show. Okay. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Mr. Pritchard.
Please call me Wiley.
Wiley. Okay. Kevin Havey. I understand you want to broadcast a program?
Yes, I do.
It's $55 an hour. We broadcast live. We'll record your show for an additional $5. No obscene language, no guests, not flared by me, no pre-recorded material, not flared by me. It's all in the FCC manual. I can find it here. As far as where I can put you, I don't know what I've opened right now.
Do you understand that? Your performance Friday night reminded me of a game 3 years ago, and I'm sure you've heard about it. Brewster Reynolds. Championship game.
I think this should cover the first 4 shows.
Yeah, do you have a certain time you'd like to air?
Sunday night.
Family out.
I know I've got to go with it.
Problem?
On my mind, and I'm sure it is on all of Brewster's mind.
All right, then. You'll need to pick up some legal stuff. On that, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
How old are you?
To take a ball with 2 seconds left.
I'm 21.
You're a very successful man for 21.
I can assure you the shot wasn't meant to go to me.
Good to have your board, Wiley.
The shot, supposed to be the last shot of the game.
Hey, does this show of yours have a title?
Or a
couple seconds left on the game. I chased the ball down the corner.
Actually, yes.
Turn around.
Our town.
And I threw up the shot and went in.
Excuse me. I'm looking for some information on Brewster, local history, current events. If you could just point me in the right direction, I should be fine.
Sure. Well, the microfilm machine is right over there, just past those bookshelves. The papers are arranged by date. Do you need any help setting up? We're closing. It's 8:00. You'll have to finish up tomorrow. You can just leave it all and pick up where you left off.
No, that's okay, really. I don't want to get you in any kind of trouble.
Are you kidding? Really, no one would even notice. Are you working on some kind of speech or something?
Research.
Oh, research. Do you plan on doing anything specific with all this information?
Actually, yes, I have this hobby. Do you have cable?
What?
Do you have cable television?
Yeah.
We'll watch Sunday, Channel 8 at 7. Oh, by the way, it's a beautiful hat. Good evening, Brewster, and welcome to our town. This show will reintroduce you to Brewster, our town. We'll explore its past glories, its vibrant present, and speculate about the limitless potential of its future. My name is Wiley Pritcher, and I'll be your host this evening as we journey through ourselves and the town we live in. So just call the number on the bottom part of your screen and tell me, what's wrong with Brewster? I suppose by the silence, then I can assume that Brewster is a bastion of perfection. No crime, no pollution, no perversion, corruption. Nothing whatsoever that might upset even one of you viewers out there. Nothing at all. Well, then I'd say my work here is done. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I on the TV?
Yes, you are. What is your name, ma'am?
I'd rather not say.
Well, do you mind if I call you Mary?
I guess not.
Okay, Mary. Can you tell me what's wrong with Brewster?
Oh, nothing really.
Is that what you called to tell me? Mary?
No.
So then why don't you tell me what's wrong with Brewster?
What do you mean wrong?
You tell me, Mary.
I don't know what to say. I don't know if anything is all that wrong.
The really wrong things in life, Mary, are right in front of us. We see them all the time. We just don't know that they're wrong. Or we may not think that they're wrong. Or we may not want to admit that they're wrong. I'll make the question a little bit simpler. Would you like that, Mary?
Yes.
Who is wrong with Brewster?
Kim, where'd you find this guy?
He found us.
It's a small town, Mary. Surely you can put your finger on something... Someone?
Well, I don't want to name names, but I have this neighbor, and she fights with her husband all the time.
Go on.
Well, they make a lot of noise. I'm not saying that it keeps me up or anything. I mean, I sleep like a rock. They have children. Three of them. You know, it's bad enough what they show on television these days.
I'm sure it's Grace talking.
War and the news and everything.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's all so full of...
Who's she talking about?
Even I can't watch it anymore.
No, no, it can't be the Howards. No, they only have two kids. She said they had three.
Young people are very...
I'm going to call Marcia.
I mean, don't you think that someone should call child welfare on them or something?
Come on,
Marcia. Come on. I just hate to see what these...
Hi, Marcia. Turn on channel 8 right away. Years.
What do you think, Mary?
I don't see how it's any of my business.
You called me, Mary.
Well, don't...
Hold on, Mary. I have another caller.
Well...
You're on the air.
Hello, Wiley?
That's me.
I don't see how this Mary has any right to talk about her neighbors.
Then why is that?
She has no idea what kind of family life these people have. She doesn't have the right to judge people when she doesn't know what kind of pressure they're under every day.
And you have no idea what sort of horrible racket these people make.
I can guess. I mean, that's not my point. Who do you think you are that you can just call up and tell everyone about some poor guy's family? What gives you the right?
Well, I...
Hi, Tracy, it's Marge.
Concerned parent gives me the...
Turn on channel 8, quick.
Why are you so hostile towards Mary?
Because she's a busybody. You wanted to know what's wrong with Brewster. I hardly think a domestic squabble qualifies as some sort of town problem.
But why are you so hostile, Pete?
I guess I identify with this family she's talking about. If someone called and went off about my family, I'd be furious.
Well, you sound furious to me, Pete.
I am furious.
Mary, are you still on?
Yes.
How do you feel?
I suppose I should have thought twice.
Damn right you should have, you blue-haired hag.
Don't you talk to me that way. Maybe if you had a job, you wouldn't have such a temper.
Yeah,
I've
well, maybe if you had a facelift, You wouldn't have to peek at your neighbors from behind your curtains all day.
Oh, how dare you speak to me that way?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Get a
have you
light,
looked at your own face in the mirror lately?
I look at my own face, because I don't look at my neighbors. My whole life doesn't depend on looking at other people the whole damn day.
You know what you do the whole damn day? You sit there with cans of beer.
You don't know me. You don't know what I do all day. I'm talking...
Through the weeks, we will continue to explore the American dream that is alive and well and just outside our door. We will look with fresh eyes at how much of the good life is taken for granted. How home is not only the house we live in, but the town we live in. Our town.
Come on in, Bob.
Saw your show last night.
And?
I got to thinking it needed something.
Vanna White, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. No. She's too big for Channel 8. What your show needs is to be about people, real people. But all you got is a bunch of telephone calls. How about an interview kind of thing?
Well, it's funny you should mention it. I already had that in mind. I just need to find the right subject.
I'll do it.
Geez, Bob, I don't know. Are you sure you want to do that? I mean...
No, really. I don't mind. I'll talk about when I was mayor.
You were mayor of this town?
Mm-hmm. 1952.
Does anybody else know this?
Sure, everybody knows Bob Hodges. Well, I talk every year at the Founders Day celebration. I'm the oldest surviving town official.
My next show is wide open.
Do I have to wear a tie?
No, come as you are.
Hmm. You're right, Wiley. You're right.
Good night, Bob.
Yeah, night.
My dear, please will you be my dear? How can you go inside and leave me? Rachel, my dear, if I don't have you near, my heart will surely start to grieve me. I want you dear dancing by my side. I want your lips dancing on top of mine. Now, Rachel, my dear, my intentions are sincere. Promise you'll never leave me. Promise you'll never leave me. Promise you'll never, ever leave me alone. I want you here dancing by my side. I want your lips dancing on top of mine. Now, Rachel, my dear, my intentions are sincere. Promise you'll never leave me. Promise you'll never leave me.
was making this sweater for him, and it was really cold out. But it wasn't as cold as when I was a kid in Chicago. I mean, that was cold. And we'd go to school, and of course it would snow on you, and you'd get all wet, and this wool, you know, you'd smell like some sort of dead animal or something. So much. But...
Good evening, Kevin.
Yeah, yes, I'm here. Listen, I got quite a few calls about your show.
And?
I think there's some people out there who actually like you.
Listen, Kevin, I'd like to put a guest on tonight. My landlord, Bob Hodges.
The crazy ex-mayor? Are you serious? The guy thinks aliens are stealing his lawn furniture.
Yeah, really.
Joining us this evening is former mayor and self-proclaimed local relic, Bob Hodges.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining us, Bob. I see you wearing an arrowhead around your neck, Bob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what tribe might that be from?
American Indian.
Well, Bob, let me start off by asking the big question. What do you think is wrong with Brewster?
No doubt about it, pride.
Pride?
Yeah, pride. Individual pride. The pride to be an individual. But the funny thing is, it seems to be all gone now.
Where do you think it went, Bob?
Somewhere along the line, people stopped thinking they were any damn good by themselves. Like they needed to be part of some big machine to be worth anything.
Well, is that such a bad thing? I mean, it sounds like you're describing a perfect nuclear community.
Oh, what we did to the Japs got nothing to do with it. Sure, we got to stick together. But we've also got to be able to rely on ourselves.
Well, could you clarify that for us, Bob?
Yeah. Take 1985. This town was almost solely dependent on the North Crest paper mill. Well, if our Tom Ryan had busted his butt to save that mill, this town would have gone down the drain. Tom Ryan, he went to Washington.
And bought us time to find new jobs and new skills. He had to pull teeth to get us to see that, to talk us into it. And that includes me.
Sounds as though Mayor Breyer saved Brewster.
Tom Breyer, he ain't any better than any other man. He just came along at that time and helped us rediscover individual pride.
But now as I look around, seems like we've lost that pride again somehow.
So how do you think we can regain that lost pride, Bob?
Aliens, Wifey. Aliens from outer space. They can show us their new technology. They know how to make people into superhumans, like with implants and lasers and things.
Thank you very much, Bob. We're going to take a few calls.
They can teach us their technologies.
Why? Caller, you're on the air.
How you doing, Wiley?
Good evening. What is your name, caller?
Jake.
Okay, Jake. I take it you live in Brewster?
That's right.
Then you must know Bob here.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you have very strong feelings for Bob.
Oh, I got strong feelings for Bob, all right.
Meaning?
Meaning I don't think he's right about this whole individual thing.
Well, this show is all about expressing one's opinions, Jake. Bob has one just like you do.
Yeah, well, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one and some stink more than others.
So what's yours then, Jake?
I think this town is made up of nothing but fine, outstanding, hardworking Americans who have more individual pride in their little fingers than that saucer-chasing old fuck.
Sorry, Jake. Our censors find your opinions a little too colorful. Let's take another caller. Caller, you're on the air. What is your name?
My name is Henry.
What can I do for you, Henry?
Well, you can start by telling the truth.
That's what I'm here to do.
Well, then, why don't you start by telling the truth about Tom Breyer?
You mean Mayor Breyer?
I'm sorry, but mayor is a term I'd rather not use.
And why is that?
Who are you, Mr. Pritcher? Do you know anything about this town? Really?
Why don't you tell me?
Well, what do you mean to do with this little show of yours? All you seem to be doing is getting people to insult one another.
If people want to call up and conduct themselves like adults, my lines are open. I only want to help.
Oh, very altruistic of you, Wiley. If you want to help, why don't you start by asking an adult question?
Okay, what's wrong with Brewster?
Oh, don't insult me, Wiley. These people have no idea what's really wrong with this town. Pal, I think you know that. In fact, I think you count on that. And as long as the question is front page news, the longer you can go on broadcasting this trash, and the longer you can get these good, unsuspecting people to badmouth one another.
Well then, answer the question. Tell me what's wrong. Finish me off. Eradicate me.
Take out the trash. Are you still with me, Henry?
I'm still here.
Then talk to me.
Something is very wrong in Brewster.
Tell me what it is, Hank.
No. You'll end up like the rest of us.
What? Stuck in a low crime, high employment, shining example to modern middle America? Sounds like an endless personal hell to me, Henry.
Look, mister, do you want to know what's wrong with Brewster?
I think I know. Caller, you're on the air.
Wiley, my name is Jane.
And what's bugging you, Jane?
Oh, I like your show so far. I don't think that man had you right.
And what is right?
Oh, I think you're right. I think that some things are wrong in Brewster, but things are wrong everywhere. But I liked what you said about Brewster being a... what did you call it? A shining example to modern middle America. I like that.
Well, I meant it, Jane. Thank you. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Wiley. This is Dave. I was just watching, and I gotta tell you, that guy had a lot of fun talking about that. I think you asked some important questions, Wiley. In fact, I think a lot of people in this town are afraid to ask questions. If you ask me, that's what's wrong with Brewster. I gotta admit, Bob's a little bizarre, but he wouldn't be bothered. Well, that's all I wanted to say, but I'm glad we can do it.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Wiley. This is Joseph Miller and Edna. Say hello.
Hello.
We love your show.
We do.
And we think that you're a very good young man. You like what you're doing.
Thank you. Good evening, Brewster, and welcome to our town. Caller, you're on the air. What is your name, caller?
Hi, Wiley. My name is Julie.
And how can I help you?
You can't trust
anybody,
Wiley.
Everybody's
got
themselves. You know what I mean? I got it. Have you ever tried the
Lion's
Den?
Wiley?
Great steak
sandwich. Hi, Wiley. My name is Dean.
What's wrong with Brewster?
I don't think anything's
There's
wrong.
There's not enough women.
I just called up to say hi to my kids on TV.
Yeah.
Hi, Michelle.
Fine. Let's move on to the next call.
There is his teacher.
Thank you for calling.
Between you and I,
what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Let's take another caller. Hello?
Hello, Wiley. My name is Rachel.
And what can I do for you, Rachel?
Well, I think I know what's wrong with Brewster.
And what is that?
This town is full of ignorant people who punish others for their own insecurities.
Those are pretty strong words, Rachel. Would you like to explain what you mean?
There's an innocent man in Brewster who's being victimized.
Well, can you tell me anything about this man?
Just that he's a good man and he doesn't deserve what's happening to him. That's all I want to say.
Well, if you think this man is being treated unfairly, why don't you do something about it?
There's nothing I can do. I've tried to help. This is so important to me. But people in this town, they just don't care. Everyone's afraid to face what's really wrong. They just want to look the other direction until the problem goes away. Well, the problem's not going away. There's a reason people are leaving Brewster, Mr. Pritcher, and I intend to be one of them.
And where are you going, Rachel?
What?
Well, I asked you, where are you going?
I have a scholarship. I'm going to New York University in January.
January? Won't that be in the middle of the school year?
Well, I can't begin in the fall. I need to work and save up enough money to live on.
Well, are you sure that's the real reason?
What do you mean?
Have you ever lived in a city before?
No.
then what makes you think that life will be so much better there? I mean, a city can be a very cold and unfriendly place.
So can Brewster.
Yes, but in Brewster, one person can make a difference. One strong person who doesn't run away from things just because they aren't perfect. One who isn't afraid to face what's really wrong. If everyone ran away from their hometowns, the world would be one giant city. One giant, ugly city.
Well, what can I do to make a difference?
Tell me what's wrong and I'll help you.
I can't tell you like this.
Then find a way. Hello?
Hello? Wiley Preacher?
Yes?
Hi, this is Rachel. I called your show yesterday.
Yes, Rachel.
How did you know where to find me?
Well, it's a pretty small town, Mr. Pritchard.
What can I do for you?
I want to tell you what's wrong.
What I couldn't say on your show?
Yes.
Remember I was telling you about my scholarship?
Well, there were two teachers who really encouraged me to apply for it. And one of them, his name's Jeff Abernathy.
Well, he's not teaching anymore.
Why not?
Well, I guess I may as well tell you before some idiot does.
He was fired. Some members of this school board think he's gay and...
They don't want him teaching their children. It's really sad. He's the sweetest man. We were really good friends when I was in school. He really helped me.
Anyway, he comes into the library where I work just about every day. He's trying to make a case for himself. Wiley... All this has really taught me to hate this town.
Rachel, you can't blame a whole town just because of a few bad people. I mean, that'd be like cutting off your face every time your nose itched.
What's so funny?
I just had a funny image.
What, cutting off your face?
No. You in your suit and tie lounging around Bob Hatch's house, talking about space aliens.
Well, you know, I don't always wear my suit.
I know. I've seen you. At the library the other day. Do you remember me?
Of course I do, Rachel. This is a small town, remember?
Wiley, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Were you making fun of my hat?
What?
The other day at the library.
Were you making fun of me?
Of course not. I loved your hat. I thought I complimented your face. And you do have a beautiful face, Rachel.
Has anyone ever told that to you before?
My mother.
Well, your mother has a very keen sense of observation.
No, she's just my mother.
Rachel, can I ask you a question? Have you ever loved anyone before?
You mean besides my parents? There's this one boy at school.
He's 2 years older than me. I thought I loved him.
That is, I thought he loved me. But he turned out to be a real asshole. Why'd you ask me that?
Trying to draw a picture of you in my mind. Trying to draw a picture of your life. Your hopes and your passions. I mean, you seem like a very passionate woman, Rachel.
The kind of woman who isn't afraid to reach out and care about something. Or care about someone. But what do you want, Rachel? That's the question. What do you really want? Do you want to go all the way to New York? Or will you open your eyes and see that everything is right here in front of you?
Are you hungry, Rachel?
Yeah, I guess so. Are you?
Yeah.
man. I know you. You're that dude from Channel 8, aren't you? Fucking all right, man. It's so fucking cool the way you just bust on these people, man. They don't even know it, you know? It's so cool. Hey, you want to know what's wrong with Brewster? It's the parents, man. They don't see what's going on. They don't get it. They don't know any more than we do. We don't know shit. Yeah, man, it's this whole, like, Reagan
thing. Our parents
used to believe in everything, right? What they read and what they heard. But people start to fuck you around and you turn off. You get tired of looking like an asshole. So when they found out that the government was lying and the news is lying and the boss is lying, they did what anyone would do. They turned off.
Exactly, man. What he's saying.
But now, people are old, and they're tired, and they don't want to fight it anymore. They just want it to be like it was back when they were stupid and happy. So they start believing in everything, right? And they pass it on to us. So now they sell tapes on television that make you smarter in a half an hour, or a bottle of shit that gives your car a fireproof paint job. Or a 900 number with people on the other end that really give a fuck about you. And they buy it. Hey, are you listening to me, Mr. fucking television messiah? Fuck, God. Hey, what he's trying to say, asshole, is that we're all blind. No, what I'm trying to say is that our parents are blind. And we just got our eyes closed. I know. No. Fuck! Fuck!
Riley, are you okay? You've been awfully quiet.
It's just that I can't stand seeing people falling apart. Those kids, they seem so confused. I just hate to see things like that.
Like what?
I really love this town.
I know. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Mr. Wiley? Mr. fucking town mouth? Why you fucking with my friends, man? What the fuck's your problem? Why you come here? Huh? Why don't you open your mind? Huh? Little smoke? Hey, fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Hey, fuck you, man! Hey, fuck you! Fuck you!
My name is Roy.
What's on your mind, Roy?
Well, I think I know what's wrong.
This isn't a quiz, Roy. There's no right or wrong answer.
Hmm?
Well, you either know or you don't. What's wrong?
Well, I think that kids have got too much freedom. It's like the 60s, Wiley. All the questioning, authority, and...
It's called free thought, Roy.
It's like all that Eastern shit. It just led to drugs and sex. And then people stopped believing in the government. But not because the government lied.
So you're saying that existential thinking was the unraveling of our moral fiber?
Moral what?
Roy, it's very easy for you to blame the kids. It's very easy for you to blame the society, the government, mom or dad.
I'm not blaming mom.
But nobody ever says me, myself, me. I'm not doing a damn thing to straighten this whole mess out. Nobody ever wants to take the responsibility, do they, Roy? How about it? Tell me about you, Roy. Tell me about what's wrong with you. Tell me how you've infected this world. What virus did you create, Roy, with your wisdom?
I haven't created any virus.
Are you a bigot, Roy? Are you a pervert? Do you peek at people through their windows?
Look, I...
Do you watch women at the supermarket? Or does your mouth water every time the school bell rings? Or are you a coward? Do you run away from it? You can't hang up on reality, Roy. How may I help you?
Why don't you tell me what's wrong with Brewster, Mr. Pritcher?
Henry! So good to hear from you. I thought you'd be out burning books tonight.
I figured it out. I think you are what's wrong. Very, very wrong. You're any better. I don't think you're any more open to anything than Roy there. I think you're full of hate and fear. What are you afraid of? Me? Like the rest of them? You want to fix what's wrong? Start by fixing yourself.
Where do you get this? What makes you the all-seeing eye?
Who made you the all-seer? How dare you call this our town? Who put you here?
Does it matter?
Actually, no. I don't think so. I think people like you and Tom Breyer live off the ignorance of the people.
Oh, that's right. You have a fixation with the mayor. What was it? He shot Kennedy, right?
Take a look around. Open your eyes.
Wasn't it Mayor Breyer that saved Brewster from folding up like a wet paper bag? If they listened to every one of you crackpots, you'd probably live in a town where people wore scarlet letters.
If you only knew.
No, I know. I know you are what is wrong with this world, let alone our town. When you question people like Mayor Breyer, you question what is right. You resist values. You resist progress. What kind of values do you have, Henry?
Nothing has value anymore.
Thank you. May I have your attention? Is this on? May I have your attention, please? I'm Marge Hazenfeld of the Township Committee. Thank you. And I would like to introduce the opening speaker for this year's and for each year's community gathering, former mayor, honorary town elder, and recent TV star, Mr. Robert Hodges.
Thank you, Marge. Pretty lady. Hey. Hi, Bill. That's a beautiful little baby you have there. Ow. Oh, you had a whopper of a story from that fishing trip. That's too much. Well, you all know me. I'm Bob Hodges. I want to welcome all of you to the Founders Day celebration and buffet. Have fun. But before you get too drunk to tie your shoelaces, I want to officially welcome the newest member of our town. You've all seen the show on Channel 8? Wally Pritchard. come out wherever you are, Wally. Give him a big hand there. Wally Pritchard. And now, I'd like to introduce to you the man who brought Brewster to where it is today. Mayor Tom Breyer. Give him a hand. Let's hail him.
When my father was in the war, they called the condition suffered by overstressed soldiers shell shock. When I was in Korea, we called it battle fatigue. Now they call it post-traumatic stress disorder. In my father's day, they had depression. Then it was recession. And now they call it reform. Well, I call it shell shock. We're in the midst of an economic war, and it's a war that we as Americans are ill-equipped to fight. It served to weaken our defenses, hard work, and the pride that comes with it. Well, I'm enlisting in this war, and I'm taking the fight all the way to Washington. And I'm going to win this fight for you, the good people of Brewster!
Well, I didn't see you fighting too hard when I lost my job. The only thing I ever saw you fight for was to get Gemini Electronics into Brewster. Do you ever, wonder why?
To save our town.
Oh, very altruistic, Mr. Mayor. Very altruistic. But there are things about the miracle of 85 that the newspapers never carry. Things that neither he nor the town council doesn't want to talk about it either. And you know why? It's because... Just get your hands off. Get your... God damn you. That, what the hell are you doing? They're frauds. They are liars. You know what you... Just remember I was here. Remember I said this.
Thank you.
What do you want?
I came here to talk to you about what you had to say at the gym. About the mayor.
What about it?
Well, I think somebody should do something about it. Is there somewhere else that we could talk a little bit more private?
I'm surprised, having seen your show, that you grasp the concept of privacy.
Only take a minute of your time.
All right. Inside.
Have a seat.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's all true and verifiable. No one pays any attention to things like who's on what board, what company. And Breyer knows that. Did you look at what they did to my coat?
So you were saying?
Well, after my dismissal, I looked into some other town council decisions. And you'll never guess what I found. Breyer is on the board of directors of the local savings and loan.
Meaning?
Meaning, Jim and I needed loans in order to start up the company. Breyer used his influence to convince the board of directors that Jim and I was a good risk. The company got the loans, the town got the factory. Everybody was happy.
This is all common knowledge, Jeff. Things everyone knows.
Yeah. But what they don't know is that our good mayor was also a heavy stockholder and on the board of directors of Gemini Electronics.
So?
So we knew Gemini was a bad risk. They were overextended and sales were down. They were a lousy risk. Breyer took it on himself to gamble that the company would bounce back with the new factory and Brewster would be saved. He gambled with other people's money, our town's money, and got rich in the process. The American dream, according to their last quarterly report. Jim and I didn't bounce back and we'll be filing for Chapter 11 within 6 months. They're going to go belly up, and they're going to take all of the town's money with them. And you, and your damn show, you have been advocating the man. You've just driven the nail 1 inch further into Brewster's coffin.
Want to take your shirt off, Jeff?
Don't you get it? This town is dead and doesn't even know it yet. Tom Breyer has single-handedly run this town into the ground. In 6 months' time, Brewster's going to make Flint, Michigan look like teeming metropolis.
Want to take his shirt off, Jeff?
I'm telling you. He's been posing as a saint while screwing over everybody. I am not the only one that has been fucked over by this. What are you doing, man? What?
Shut up. Let's have a little understanding here, Jeff. Don't make me shoot you. And don't make me ask you again. Get up. Slowly. Stay right there. Move. Get over there. Now take off your shirt. Get inside. You don't need to tie me up.
Shut the fuck up! Take off your pants!
Come on, let's go, Jeff. Now take off your shirt.
No! This has gone far enough! I don't know why I'm not going to do it!
If you don't do this, I will shoot you. Unless you do exactly and precisely as I tell you. Do you understand me?
People know me. They're never going to believe that I killed myself.
This isn't a suicide, Jeff. It's a mistake.
What?
Put it on.
Get over here!
Come on!
back. Wrap it around. Put this hand right there.
Come on. Man, this is ludicrous. Nobody's going to believe this.
Listen, if you just leave right
now... Shut up, Jeff!
You freak.
People are going to find out. They're going to find out.
Chances are, no one will care.
But the truth!
The truth? That's what I came here for, Jeff.
Truth is selfish little deviants like you, always trying to save themselves by dirtying a good man's name. Shut up! It's filth like you, Jeff, that poisons small towns. I've seen it over and over. Get up! I've seen it happen over and over. And unless something is done, everything people stand for, like the mayor, is ruined. How's that for truth? Shut up!
Truth is, Jeff, this is how freaks die. Their pants down and their cocks in their hands. I mean, everybody knows that. Well, I guess we know better, don't we?
I've been thinking.
About what?
About what you said. About Brewster.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know something. I need to know that you're going to be here.
I promise.
I mean, I need to know that you're going to stay here. I can stay. I think I could live here. But I need to know that you're going to be here, too.
I swear.
Really? You promise?
I just said I did.
I got it, Bob. Hello? Rachel. Well, I was on my way to the station. What is it? I'll be right there.
Morning, my old high school teacher, to tell her I was thinking of postponing my scholarship. She told me that Jeff Abernethy was dead. That he hung himself or something. Abernethy's been collecting. It's all about the mayor and the savings and loans and the fact that he's been ripping off the town for years.
Yesterday, he was trying to tell me something about the mayor. I didn't believe him. The freak was right.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. When did you talk to Mr. Abernethy?
Last night in his apartment.
Wait a minute. You're scaring me. What are you talking about?
Uh-oh. Damn it.
Tom.
Wiley, good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's my daughter, Amanda.
Hi.
Hello.
And Lyle McIntosh, my assistant.
How do you do, Mr. Pritchard?
It's a pleasure. It's a list of topics the mayor would like to see discussed tonight.
Oh, come on, Lyle. If you can't trust Wiley, who can you trust?
Gentlemen, 5 minutes, please.
Shall we go?
Amanda? Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My mom told me not to talk to strangers.
She's right.
But yes, you're not a stranger. I've seen you on TV.
That's right. My name's Wiley. What's your name?
Trey.
That's a nice bike you got there, Trey.
When my dad gets home from work, he's going to take off the train wheel. He says I'll be able to ride all by myself.
I bet you'll learn real fast.
Hey, where are you going?
That way.
But there's nothing out there.
Yeah. Anyway, Trey, you better get going. Your dad'll be home real soon from work. And listen to your mom. Don't talk to strangers.
Bye, Lottie. What's a friendly thing? But twilight's left in whose bright stars and bright stars to the perilous.
My dear, please will you be my dear? How can you go inside and leave me? Rachel, my dear, if I don't have you near, my heart will surely start to grieve me. I want you here dancing by my side. I want your lips dancing on top of mine. Now, Rachel, my dear, my intentions are sincere. Promise you'll never leave me. Promise you'll never leave me. Promise you'll never, ever leave me alone.
I'd have noticed before 5 minutes ago, baby. Honest. Listen.
Rachel, my sweet, can you hear my heartbeat? It beats louder and louder
every time I'm around her.
Rachel, my love, in the stars above, I see it's you and me forever. And if you would only take my hand, everything dreary suddenly is grand. Oh, Rachel, my dear, you have nothing to fear. Promise you'll never leave me. And if you say you need me, I swear I'll never, ever leave you alone.